Welcome back to Eco Talk. And if you've got some boogie plans for this summer, going to hit the road, going to travel, and you might make sure your AAA card is up to date, well, think again. There's an alternative to AAA, and it's really more appropriate for those of us who are concerned about creating a better world, and it's appropriately called the Better World Club. And I'm thrilled to have the founder, Mitch Rofsky, on Eco Talk to discuss what's happening with this growing business.
Hey, Betsy. Glad to be here.
Hey, Mitch. Let's just start at the beginning. I like to sort of go back to the roots when there's an interesting story, and there is. This started in Ohio, not too far from our last conversation, which takes place in Indiana, where they're having Biotown and really getting off oil and doing some wonderful things. Well, some great things were created in Ohio, in fact, at the Cub Scout troop. I'm not sure which number. I don't know which number troop that was. But you and a friend named Todd Silberman went on to really make history.
Well, I appreciate your saying that. Yes, Todd and I were the co-founders of Better World Club, and we met in Cub Scouts in Columbus, Ohio, back in the 50s.
Now, it seems historical because I've never heard of anything other than AAA that provides the same services, but maybe I just haven't heard of others. Are there others?
There are others. However, you know, just like Xerox was big in the copying game, it's so big in the copying game that everyone just started referring to copying as Xeroxing similarly.
Just like Kleenex.
Just like Kleenex as well. People start referring to roadside assistance as AAA. AAA has been around since 1903. And, they were the initiators of roadside assistance. And so people are sometimes unaware that there is any competition out for, with them at all. Now, the difference is that up until the founding of Better World Club, anybody who ever competed with AAA said, hey, we're just like AAA. We're the first people to come along and to say, we provide roadside assistance like AAA, but otherwise we're nothing like them.
I love that. Your newsletter is called Kicking Asphalt.
Kicking Asphalt is our newsletter, and we also have an action alert called Driving Change.
So you've got a little bit of an attitude, and you're out to make some, well, make some headway in other areas besides just getting people back on the road.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. While we supply roadside emergency roadside assistance and travel and auto and homeowners insurance, we also do advocacy. We also supply our members with lots of information to enable them, because transportation is obviously a very key issue in this country. You were just talking about energy independence. It's something that we care a lot about and are working on ourselves.
So you're progressive, which is terrific, but if I join you and I get a flat tire in my Prius, will I get the same service or maybe even better than I would with AAA?
You absolutely will. We have 40,000 trucks across the country to come out and help our members. Right now, our average time of getting to a member is 38 minutes. Our goal is to be there within 30 minutes if you live in an urban area, and an hour if you are in a rural area, and these stack up very well against industry averages.
Now, how do you set up a network that large enough to service how many members you have? And I guess I'd like to know how many members you have.
We're approaching 20,000 members. As you know, we're just over 3 years old.
That's impressive.
We started in 2002. And I think we're the fastest growing auto or travel club.
Now, I understand that you offer hybrid cars to rent?
We do. We have a number. I mean, one of the things, of course, we're trying to do is to encourage alternative transportation. So we both provide a discount if you own a hybrid or other alternative car. We provide a discount on our membership fees. And we also rent hybrid rental cars. We provide a discount with EV rental cars out of Los Angeles.
Now, that's great, because I remember renting a hybrid when I was in L.A. a few times from one of the big companies, and they charge more. It was a premium, not a discount.
Yeah, now you get a discount with us, depending on, it's a 15% discount generally.
Now, what about carbon offsets? Are you getting involved with that? That seems to be a growing trend.
Oh, yeah, we've been providing carbon offsets since day one. We provide them in a few different ways. First of all, we provide 1% of our gross to environmental advocacy and cleanup, and carbon offsets are a big part of that 1%. Secondly, people, whether they're members of ours or not, when they travel, first of all, we have very good hotel and travel rates, airline rates, and car rates on our website, even for people who are not members. But people can, we sell carbon offsets and people can purchase them even if they're not members, when people book with us, we either provide them a free carbon offset if they use one of our travel agents, or we donate a dollar to offsetting carbon if you book through our website. And then finally, we sell auto insurance. And if you buy auto insurance from us, we offset the first 2,000 miles of your driving of the greenhouse gas generated by your driving.
What about travel products and services like providing free maps?
We do provide free maps. We provide free maps. We basically have all. We have the car rental discounts, the hotel discounts, all the things you would expect from an auto or travel club.
And you are growing rapidly, I would imagine. This is, I think, the right idea for the right time for the left crowd. Or maybe you don't have to be progressive to join.
Well, fortunately, a lot of our people are progressive, but we're not screening. So I'm sure we have a lot of people who also consider themselves moderate or apolitical, but want to see the right thing done, and realize that at a time of energy crisis, we have to know as much as possible about what's going on.
In addition to kicking asphalt, you're also kicking off a campaign next month for energy independence?
We are. We've been working with the Union of Concerned Scientists to come up with the mile per gallon figure that would get us off of foreign oil. And so we're going to announce that figure next month as part of a larger campaign to get us off of foreign oil.
Now, there have been quite a few of those campaigns. I started one of them, Don't Be Fueled, 4 years ago, Mothers for Clean and Safe Vehicles, Grassroots Campaign. Obviously, we still haven't gotten the message here in America. Enough people haven't.
Well, as I don't have to tell you, but as your listeners, I'm sure, are interested in, we are in a truly ridiculous situation where there's so much emphasis on supply side when supply side really isn't the answer. It's really the consumer side, the demand side, that's going to bring on the technologies that are going to make us energy independent. And what's frustrating is a lot of those technologies are already in place. I mean, again, I used the term ridiculous a moment ago, but we're in the ridiculous situation where Brazil is becoming energy independent.
And China will not take our vehicles because they have tougher fuel economy standards than the U.S.
Exactly. We did a survey of our members on this subject, and one of the things we said to them was, what was your reaction when you learned that Brazil was becoming energy independent? And, you know, among the answers was, well, gee, how can we compete with Brazil and all their Nobel scientists?
Thanks, Mitch Rofsky. We'll be back next week. Go out and have a great green one.